Meeting's notice.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, also known as the Sunshine Law, NJSA 10:4-6. Notice of the 2025 meeting schedule was sent to the Daily Record and published in the Daily Record on February 3, 2025. The annual meeting list was also posted on the Municipal Bulletin Board in Town Hall, on the Town of the Dover website, and submitted to the town clerk. As a reminder, there is no smoking in this building. There are two exits in case of emergency, and this meeting is not streaming on Facebook Live. However, the audio will be posted in a timely manner to the town website.
Guy, please have a roll call.
Yes. Chairman Rivera. Vice Chairman Miller.
Here.
Commissioner Vizioli.
Here.
Councilman Santana.
Here.
Commissioner Orama.
Here.
Commissioner Londono.
Here.
Commissioner Eslin.
Here.
Commissioner Insera.
Here.
Commissioner Gilgari.
Here. Okay, could you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have resolution P2520-2504, the resolution to appoint Paula Mendelson as our board secretary. Oh yeah, we have minutes first. Why don't we do that? Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from February 20th?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Rivera. Vice Chair Miller?
Abstain. I was not here at the last meeting.
Okay. Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilman Santana?
Here.
Yes. Sorry.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Commissioner Londono?
I wasn't here at the last meeting.
Commissioner Eisling?
Yes.
Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Commissioner Gilgari?
Abstain. Wasn't here at the last meeting.
Was there a substitute who voted for it? Yeah. Okay. You have to take his vote on the minutes because he was here.
A what?
He has to vote on the minutes because he was here to substitute.
Oh, okay.
Ryan.
Just a minute. Okay.
Commissioner Riley.
Yes. Commissioner Riley?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now we'll go to the resolution to appoint Paula. Do I have a motion?
I'll second it.
A second. Can we have a roll call, please?
Okay. Chairman Rivera is not here. Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes, definitely.
Councilman Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Commissioner Londono?
Yes.
Commissioner Eisling?
Yes.
Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Commissioner Gilgari?
Yes.
All right, so we have an application, P20.
Vice Chair, we have one resolution. Resolution was just presented this evening, so we need
the resolution I put in everybody's.
This one, okay, yeah, sorry. All right, so this is a resolution for Alpha Investments, P2501, dated February 20th, 2025, and memorialized today, March 20th. Do we have a vote for this?
I'll make a motion.
A motion?
Pass this resolution.
I'll second it.
And then we just need a roll call. Any discussion on this? This is the property over Savannah's?
Yes. Yeah.
And if anyone does have any issues with it, since we got it late, it can always be amended. We'd have to bring it back for a vote. But if there's something, since you got it late, and you see something you don't like, and you want it revised, let me know, and you can always bring it back for an amendment.
Okay. So, roll call.
Vice Chair Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilman Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Arama?
Yes.
Commissioner Londono?
Yes.
Commissioner Isling? No,
yes.
Isling. Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Commissioner Gilgori?
Yes.
Okay. So now we'll move on to application P2405, 19 Liberty Street, block 1104, lot 19. Located in the R3 double family zone. Minor subdivision, minor site plan for the following project to subdivide the lot and construct a new two-family home on the newly created lot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
May it please the board, Bianca Paredes on behalf of the applicant. The board may recall we were here about 2 months ago when we first presented this application to subdivide and construct a new two-family home. Based on the comments raised by this board, as well as your professionals, we went back to the drawing board, made a few changes. Most significantly, we modified this from a two-family to a single-family home. We hope that this is amenable to the board. We have one expert to testify today, and hopefully he will show us all the changes that were made from the last presentation. Mr. Paredes?
No, sir, can you raise your hand?
It's on the board. This could be for you, and then the board can have the visualization on the chart. And I'll turn the page both ways so you got full access.
Is there a firm testimony you should give the board should be the truth and the entire truth?
I do. Manny Paredes, Pereiras, with Paredes Architects Ubiquitous, located at 1116 Summit Avenue in Union City.
Thank you.
And Mr. Paredes was previously accepted as an expert. Thank you very much. Mr. Paredes, are you familiar with the property in question?
I am.
And did you prepare the original drawings as well as the revisions that were submitted to the board?
I did.
And would you kindly walk us through the modifications?
I'd be very happy to. Council described perfectly. We reduced the scale of this significantly. We went from a two-family house to a one-family house. And your professionals and staff had some wonderful comments, also the board. And I think we've picked up all those comments before you hear. I'd like to, the drawings on the easel, on the board, on the screen, if we could change to page Z02, I'd appreciate that.
Now, all of these were part of the original package, correct?
So, however, the professionals made some comments. These drawings have those comments taken into place. So we've made some comments and some revisions, and it has been provided to your professionals very recently.
Did the board get it? It was in the board's package?
This PDF set came in today, so I think we should mark this.
Okay, let's mark it then. Right.
Just to be safe. It's a mix of revisions to sheets we had, as well as I think the rendering is new.
Do we want to mark each page, or do we want to mark it as one exhibit with like subparts per page?
Probably go each page.
Okay. Right, okay. So this is going to be A1 then. What should we call this? Just so, what's the best reference for it?
Architectural drawings.
Okay.
And since I am demonstrating the board to the audience members, I'm going to mark that board as part of A1 as well. May I proceed?
Of course.
Thank you. One of the large or important comments that the board had was off-street parking. How are we going to handle that? We're constructing a new house in the subdivision. Where are the people from the existing house going to park? And I believe we've come with a good solution for that. So instead of having the driveway to the right side of the proposed new house, we're putting that driveway to the left. And we're creating the subdivision right between the middle of the driveway, making that driveway 18 foot wide so that the old house can have two cars parked on the apron of that new driveway. So the house that previously had no off-street parking now does have off-street parking. And the proposed house that we have now has its two parking spaces as well. So we're essentially improving the parking condition in the neighborhood significantly. Now there are no cars in the street. They're all taken off the street, both the existing house and the proposed house. I think that's a huge kind of difference as far as what we had proposed previously. And by reducing the scale of the house from a two-family, we're also reducing the demand of parking. Instead of four cars before, we have the demand of two cars, which we're meeting with the driveway that we're proposing as well. I'm going to walk through the variances that we're requesting, and we're requesting some more variances than we had previously, and that's just a function of where we're putting that lot line division. In order to satisfy the parking for the existing house on the left, we had to move that lot line a little bit further right, and I'll walk you through that. So from a minimum lot area concept, we have a 7,500 square foot requirement. The new lot that we're creating for the existing house is at 3,893.97 square feet, and the new lot that we're creating for the proposed new house, which is 19.02, is at 3,503.73 square feet. So that's the first variance that we're requesting. The minimum lot width, whereas 75 is the minimum, the lot for the existing house is going to be at 42.17 feet, and the proposed house will be at 39.25 feet. The front yard of the house that we're proposing, we took a lot of care as to where we were placing this house. If you notice the house on the west, the existing, I'm sorry.
You want to point anything?
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
You see?
Yeah, it makes up a lot.
On just the proposed land, please.
Thank you. That's excellent. So now that I have the pointer, we could see that we created the subdivision, not perfectly in between the two lots, but perfectly where it makes sense so that this house, the existing house, has now parking and the proposed house has parking. We work carefully into where we're going to set this house back. If you notice, the existing house is really far up on Liberty Street, whereas the neighbor immediately to the east is pretty far back on Liberty Street. So we've set it basically midway between the two. It made the most sense. And we also justify that by taking the average of the entire block. And the average of the entire block is exactly where we're setting the face of the building. That's actually not our front yard setback. So we are requesting a front yard setback here today. But it's requested not so much for a hardship, but because we feel that that's the best place where the house looks more attractive on the streetscape that we have along Liberty Street. Moving on to the side yard, we are creating a side yard variance as well. Because we're moving that lot line further to the right, now there's less room on the width of the house. So we have one side that's 9 feet, the other side is 7 feet. So we have a total of 9 feet along the west and then 7 feet along the east for a total of, with a grand total. That is also a little bit less than what's required. Required is 25 total, one side being 25, So we're asking for a side yard variance as well in that condition. Our building coverage now, because the lot is a little bit smaller by moving that lot line, we are at 28.7% for the new house and at 26.55% for the old house. The limit is 25%, so we're slightly over that on lot coverage as well. And that is the extent of the variances that we're requesting here today. And if we could, let me just address a few things that were mentioned. We are proposing a site tree, a tree in our front yard, and we're proposing landscape along the right-hand side. That landscaping does a few things. First and foremost, there's a topography change from the sidewalk at Liberty Street and as you move forward on the property. So we're going to work with that landscape rather than putting a fence there or something that's not very attractive. We're working with a landscaping to create that landscaping berm there to create the difference between the two spaces so that no one could trip over, no one could fall, and it's nice and safe. And we're proposing the new tree here. Our stormwater management is within the driveway along here, and we're creating a small walkway that leads to a porch to the single family house. And as you can see here, the rear yard setback is in compliance as well. If we could turn now to page Z03.
I'll mark that as A2.
Yes, I'll mark that as A2.
And for the audience, I am moving the easel to A03 as well. And I'm going to mark the top right-hand corner as A.
This is sheet three. But it's the second one you referenced.
Right. It is the second one I'm referencing. Yeah. I'm going to go back to the first one.
Okay. Well, we'll mark that when you're ready.
Thank you. Here we see the floor plans of the proposed house. We enter from the bottom on the south side. You have a nice, beautiful porch. The porch is 18 feet, 3 inches wide by 6 feet in depth. And you enter to the main living room, dining room, kitchen space. This is an open floor plan, so it's all one big open space, very modern. There is a rear door that leads you to the outside deck. The condensing units for the air conditioning is located right next to the deck. We have one for each of the floors so that they could split. There's a half bath on that ground floor, and then there's a mechanical closet along the right. The stairs to go to the second floor are right here off of the living room space. And when you get to the second floor, we have a small hallway, and that hallway leads you to three different bedrooms. One is a master suite with a beautiful bathroom, nice big shower, double sink, and then nice closet on the other side, and then two smaller bedrooms that share a common hall bathroom. We are designing a house with no basement. We are designing a house with no attic. We wanted to do this. I know there's a little bit of a plague in Dover where people rent out basements, rent out attics. We're creating a situation where that can't happen in the future. So we're creating a house, specifically a one-family house. It's designed as a one-family house, and it doesn't have the flexibility to really change it into something else illegally or down the road.
So let me ask you a question. You know, a lot of times people need places to store things. So if there's not a basement or an attic, it doesn't look like there's any place for any other type of storage.
No, there's not much. We have tall ceilings, so the walk-in closets in each of the space have the entire closet and storage above the closet. There's going to be another 3 feet on top of the closet as well. So it's a good amount of storage for a typical one-family house.
Yeah, I don't know what the Christmas decorations are going. Under the bed, I guess.
I couldn't satisfy that.
Is there room for a shed or a storage shed in the back on the property?
And I should clarify something. The attic is about 3 feet, so it is good enough that they could stick something in storage there. It's just not big enough so that somebody could walk up there. So the Christmas tree can't go in the attic very well.
Is there room? Like a crawl space.
Correct.
Is there room for a storage shed on the property if they wanted to build something in the future?
There is. There's plenty of room. It's a nice big backyard. We have a 30-foot rear yard, plus the entire width of the property, so there is plenty of room for a storage shed.
The only problem with that is that if he adds an accessory structure in the backyard and the shed is considered an accessory structure, that they would have to come back before the Board of Adjustment to their variance for the building coverage will now increase. They're already above the maximum building coverage, so they would wind up having to come back to the Board of Adjustment for a variance to increase that nonconformity.
Got it.
They're aware of that, right?
They are. And if we could turn to the next page.
A3. Is that Z04?
That is correct.
Is there a reason why we couldn't get copies of this? Because I kind of like to see the thing in front of me, because this is pretty far.
We didn't get it. We didn't get the. We just had a meeting this past Monday, I believe, with the architect, and Steve and I had a Zoom meeting with him, and we went over a lot of these changes that you're seeing here tonight. And unfortunately, I don't know. I guess the architect can speak for himself on it. I guess he didn't have a chance to get them to us prior to the meeting tonight. That's why we're seeing them for the first time here.
They made wonderful comments that it really merited changing for you today, and I just couldn't work fast enough to get them to you. So I appreciate this, and I could forward copies to you as well for record.
All right.
And here we see the front and side elevation that we're proposing. As you can see, it's a very simple design. We have siding on both all four sides of the house. We're proposing that front porch, simple, elegant. That A-frame is also on the roof, on the attic. You could see here that small attic space. It's about 3 feet, and let me tell you exactly what it is. From the bottom of the ridge to the ceiling below is 3 feet. So it's big enough for a Christmas tree, not big enough for someone to like get up there themselves and physically be there. The windows are nice and large to bring sunlight in. And as you can see here from the side profile, you see the depth of that porch. It's 6 feet, and you see the rear deck along here. You can also see a little bit of the topography of the site. We're taking advantage that the front of the house is very close to that front, the height of the front sidewalk, and then the house is a little bit deeper. That's why we have more steps near the back, near the porch.
Are there windows on the side or none?
So we have no windows on the south side, but we do have windows on right there on the north side. So these are the bedrooms above on the second floor. And I'll go back to the floor plan so you can see, and then windows along the rear as well.
That's the driveway side, right? That's, yeah.
Correct. So the bedrooms are along the driveway side facing the existing house, okay. Not the neighbors on the other side, and that's where we have windows.
Because you have the staircase on that.
Correct.
So where is the furnace and the hot water heater?
So the furnace and hot water here are in this closet right down here.
Oh, okay.
What you call the mechanical room.
Correct.
One question.
Well, we have to wait for the public portion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
The washer and dryer is located on the second floor where the bedrooms are. So.
Excuse me, but why isn't there accommodations for a basement?
A basement? We understood that Dover is plagued with illegal basements, and that's particularly why we're proposing no basement. The applicant really would like a basement, but we understand that that's a problem in town, and that's why we're not proposing a basement.
Is that really a problem?
I agree. That's a good idea. It's a good idea. One less headache for code enforcement, right, Bill?
I'm not going to say anything.
From a design perspective, we'd love to build a basement. We'd love to put the mechanicals all in the basement. It leaves a lot of room for storage as well. It doesn't change our design in any way, and we can modify it doesn't change any of the parameters as far as what this board is concerned with. Our setbacks remain the same. The coverage remains the same. FAR doesn't get affected and not applicable here. It really doesn't change anything other than the applicant's ability to build it.
I mean, if it did have a full basement, where they could add additional bedrooms down in the basement illegally, perhaps, and obviously even as another dwelling unit, perhaps. And even if they were to try to build additional bedrooms in that house, they don't parking that would be able to accommodate
no,
the
no,
in the basement. So again, they would wind up back before the Board of Adjustment in order to get that approval. But that doesn't say somebody may not try to do it illegally. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a basement, you don't have the problem.
Pile it soft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just have one question. You know, with all the variances that you're requesting here, it's almost like we're creating the hardship for the variances, or vice versa. Call it whatever you want. So it's just almost like we're creating a state of variances.
So, from your standpoint, one of the things that I think you're going to evaluate is whether building this is better for the neighborhood. And my argument is that it is, for multiple reasons. One of the biggest reasons why this is really a benefit for the neighbors is that right now you have an existing house that parks on the street. By creating the subdivision, creating this driveway that's a shared driveway, now you're taking cars off the street. That's a huge improvement for the neighborhood. In addition to that, you have a house that's situated, and this is now where I would like to go back to the first sheet, Z01. Perfect. You could see in the streetscape, there is kind of like a missing tooth when it comes to these houses. That open space lacks the attractiveness and lacks the continuity of a kind of really a neighborhood. And by filling that missing tooth, having that tooth, it actually really extends that streetscape, makes it more of a neighborhood feel. And I feel like we're doing that. And now if we could go to the rendering on top, the previous page. Thanks.
We didn't mark that.
We didn't mark either
of those. Yeah, so we're at A5, I think, right?
A5 and A6.
It's A4, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, is that a page or is that a rendering?
Do you have a page? So the rendering is Z01.
Make
sure.
Rendering is Z00. I think we should mark Z01 as A4. Mm-hmm. And then A5 would be Z00.
And then finally, just to conclude with the aesthetic reasons for having this house. It really makes a continuation of the neighborhood. It takes the cars off the street, creates proper parking for both the existing house and the proposed house. It really creates no negative impact on the neighborhood, even though we are asking for variances.
You mentioned a few times it takes cars off the street. Yeah. This is a single family house with 3 bedrooms. Are you making an assumption there's only 2 cars?
I am, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Mother, father, husband, wife, 2 cars. If they have 2 children with 2 cars, that's 2 extra cars. Mm-hmm. I don't know who lives in the existing house, how many cars. The driveway holds 4. We're always going to have a problem with parking in that area.
Can I ask you a question? Are you seeking a variance for parking?
We are not.
How many parking spaces are you required to have based on ARSIS? Because you forget you have an existing 2-family house and this is a single family house. How many are you requiring, or does the ARSA require in total?
It requires 2 parking spaces, which we're providing.
What about for the existing one?
For the existing house, also 2 parking spaces, which we're actually, no, I'm sorry. It's a 2-family, 4 parking spaces would be required
for
that.
So you're asking for a variance for that?
It's a pre-existing non-conformity for that one.
I don't know about that. No.
No?
Well, I mean, you could add parking on that site right now and that'd be in compliance. So, I mean, you don't have any parking now, so you're not in compliance. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that, Steve?
As it exists, it's an existing nonconformance. But you are correct. They have the space they could add.
They could add it now and make it compliant if they want. I mean, and it's without having this other issue, but yeah.
I don't think that eliminates the pre-existing nonconforming status, though.
Right. I think that's still the status, so there's a variance asked to create a situation where 2 are parked, whereas 4 are required.
And can we change the sheet Z02 for a second? If this board thinks it appropriate, our driveway is now the length of 2 cars, very comfortably parking 2 cars. There is nothing stopping us from extending that driveway a little bit further. I think if I extended another 14 feet, I'll have compliance to put three cars on both driveways. So we could have three cars for each of the houses.
How long is the driveway now?
Right now,
from the property line?
It goes from the property line 43 feet 2 inches.
Will that trigger impervious coverage issue?
It would. We already have an impervious coverage variance. We would be expanding that a little bit more.
If the board sees fit.
If the board sees fit.
Now, wouldn't it make sense to me anyway, from an ignorant point of view perhaps, but for the existing two-family house, put in, they don't have any off-street parking now, correct?
Correct.
Create off-street parking with a driveway for four cars and do away with all of the variances and whatever else. Just makes sense to me, put in a driveway to accommodate the two-family house.
Four cars for the existing two-family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do away with all of the other stuff.
But they need the driveway for the new house, too.
Yeah. I'm saying there won't be a new house for the...
Oh, I hear
what
you're
I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I hear what you're saying. I thought you meant add another two slots.
Uh-huh.
For the
yeah, no.
That's what I thought.
Can I ask, are there any flooding issues in the area? Because I remember, like, First Street and those streets, there was always some kind of a flooding issue going on. Is there anything in this neighborhood since Liberty Street is...
It's the hill.
The hill.
There is a low point, and this is pretty much at that low point in, on Liberty Street. So if the drainage system wasn't able to handle a heavy storm, it could probably go down between these two lots and go out to the next street down to William Street, right? Or,
Madison. Yeah.
I can't confirm that though. I don't know that actually happens.
Yeah. So the driveway is a solid surface for both. How does that work when it's split between two property owners? Like, is there issues with how do they know exactly what part is their lane and who's shoveling? Like, how does that work? Because normally there's always some separation, right?
Typically, in situations like this, I encourage a curb down the middle at the property line to deal with that separation.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Even if it's just a curb that is flush with the pavement, like it just gives you some demarcation as to who owns what side of the driveway. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a full height curb or anything like that. Could be.
This was the original application. They're switching it up.
Do you have any other testimony?
I'm going to ask a couple questions just based on what I've seen and heard so far, and then kind of defer back to the board a little bit. The stormwater management that's proposed, I see on this plan you've got one proposed for the newly created lot. Is anything proposed for the additional increase in impervious on the existing lot?
Right now we don't have anything proposed, but we'll work with your office, and if you see fit that's important, we could definitely include them as well.
Okay, understanding there might be some stormwater concerns in the area from Mr. Island, I think at least addressing the increase is something I'd recommend the applicant consider.
Makes sense.
I think I captured the changes in the variances. There's no height variance. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
All right. Proposed landscaping I heard about. Utilities, we were good. There was a retaining wall comment. One of them encroaches, looks like, from a neighboring property.
Mm-hmm.
What was the plan for that encroaching wall?
We're going to leave it there.
Okay.
Not touching it.
I have nothing further.
But what it sounds like to me is that some board members would like the opportunity to look at the plans in detail, because it's kind of hard to formulate questions. Is it possible that we can delay this so that the board can have the time to look at it for the next meeting?
I would like to see it, because I normally pick out things when I have things in front of me at a distance. I'm actually going word by word by what he's saying. Not that I think I'm doubting what you're saying, but I sometimes pick out things that they miss. Like when you're trying to sell a product, you're only going to show the positive of what you want to sell me. But I want to see the fine print, you know, like when you're going to buy cigarettes at the very little says cause cancer or whatever. I want to see that plan in front of me so I can make a sound judgment of what I'm going to be voting on. Because right now, if I were to vote yes, it would be relying solely on what he's telling me. But I can't see that. I need to see it here. And I got to wear my glasses.
Your question was, it's actually up to the applicant. I mean, the applicant is hearing what the board is saying. It's up to the applicant if they want to ask to be carried till next meeting.
And that's, I wanted to see how the board felt about that, and then...
It would probably be to your benefit, believe it or not.
My only concern is I know there's going to be a moratorium on breaking up that street because of the new page. So that's my concern.
So I can talk about that a little bit. our water department is planning on doing some service replacements, some water line service replacements on that street right now, and they're working with our consulting engineer to get those done fairly quickly. But you're right, this is the street that is slated to be paved this spring. Now, we may already be pushing that off a little bit because of the waterline work that our water department has to do. So, but you're right, the longer we wait to make a decision on this, the less time the applicant may have to put his utilities in and stuff like that moving forward. So it's just something for the board to consider. I just wanted to let you know about that.
How does the board feel?
What do you want to do?
I'm of the opinion that if it doesn't affect them in any way, and we have enough time for the next meeting, I would like to carry it to the next meeting. If Bill, if you feel that there is time is of the essence, and well, I don't want to, you know.
It's going to probably take. My guess is at least 3 months before the water department starts doing their work out there. So we got at least a 3 month period.
So I think we got time.
The water department. We'll get out there and actually do that work.
And actually, I'm happy that you guys have twisted this plan all the way around. You went from a 2 to a 1. You guys have done a hell of a job trying to get this resolved in a way favorable for everybody. So I kind of like, you're almost winning me. I'm talking for me. But I like to see things in a better, you know.
And you're not building a basement, so it should be quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be probably best for you guys because I think everybody here probably have a better view.
I just have a couple more questions if I could as well. Sir. What is the building footprint? How many square feet?
Square feet. Not including the porch.
Can I make a motion to carry this to the next meeting?
No, I think before we do that, there is a member of the public.
Yeah, first. Yeah. All right. I'd like to open this portion of the meeting up to the public. So if you would like to speak on this particular application, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address.
Yeah, I'm Robert Steinberg. I'm at 20 Liberty Street, right across the street from this property.
Mm-hmm.
My only concern is, first of all, we had a fire in our house 2016, and we had to get egress windows, which were bigger than the normal window.
By law.
Do you have those in there?
Yes, so the project will be in full compliance with the International Building Code and the Uniform Construction Code.
Because I know certain windows have to be egress or degress, whatever you call them.
It's what I do, sir. Everybody's okay. Going to have an egress
window. Okay. And the other thing is, now, I don't know when they plan on paving, milling and paving Liberty Street. It was supposed to be spring, which is coming up. And also, I like the idea with the two houses sharing a driveway, but that eliminates one space that was there before. You create four, but you eliminate one. So you only gain three, technically. you're taking away a parking spot. And I know there's only two vehicles that I know of that reside in the existing house. They live downstairs. They have two vehicles. What? No, they don't. Oh, yeah. No, I have one. Where'd you see the other one? That's one car. One more car. Oh, well, whatever. And my understanding was that the spring, normally, I worked for the state for 29 years. And we did paving and all this stuff. And normally, like beginning April, is when they start paving again, because that's when the plants open up again.
Right.
So I'm just wondering how long this is going to push back that, because he'd have to get the driveway in, he'd have to get all the water in before they could even pave.
That's true. That's true. And as I mentioned before, in addition to what they have to do here, the water, I just found out last week that the water department is planning on replacing some water services from the main to the curb box, which is the town's responsibility, that they have to do that. And because they know that we're paving that street, they're actually going out with a contract right now to replace those services. Okay, so it's going to take probably a couple of months, at least at the very minimum, for them to do that. Okay, so
and then they'd have to add the services.
So then they would also, if they get an approval, they would have to also put in their utility services as well. So we're talking about probably at least 3 months before we could do the paving out there at this point. If it wasn't for the replacement of those services and the work that they're planning to do, you know, we could probably do it right away. The water department is doing some work that we have to wait for now and before we can even do that. The town's not waiting. Right, that's correct.
Town's waiting for town projects.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So they're not gonna start until
I can't answer that question 100%.
You don't know when they plan on milling pavement.
Exactly when the water department is going out for bid on that project. Typically, you go out to bid, you got to be out to bid for 2 or 3 weeks. It takes another week or so to evaluate the bids. It takes another week or two to get the bids awarded by the mayor and council. It takes another week or two to get a pre-construction meeting and get the project moving. So you're probably talking a minimum of 3 months before, 2 to 3 months before they get a shovel in the ground. And then if the project to replace these services takes 30 to 60 days, it would be sometime after that before they pave.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense to have them pave.
Correct.
And then come in and do that work.
Absolutely.
Because you just rip up what they just paved.
Correct.
Which wouldn't make sense. So.
But it would give the applicant time to do his work while we're waiting to get our work done as well.
Okay. All right. That's all I have.
Great,
It's not going to be big enough unless you made it the whole length of the empty lot for all the houses that are included there. That's my feeling. The parking is nuts. Take a ride up there. Right now, there's probably 50 cars between that corner and Midway. Two cars haven't moved in 6 weeks. They've been stationary. Why?
Well, thank you. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to speak on this application? No? Okay, I'd like to close this portion of the meeting. Back to our board. I believe there's, you would like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to carry this to the next meeting.
Before we do that, maybe we can request that the applicant take a look at maybe adding an additional space or two spaces.
Well, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. This we'll carry it to the
next. It's going to be carried to the next meeting with no further notice.
Can I just confirm the date of that meeting?
April
17th.
Next meeting.
April 17th.
Meeting.
April 17th.
I thought we said it's going to be always on the 20th. No?
April 17th.
Yeah, April 17th.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much. See you next month.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, if you're ready to go, we'll put it right away. Yep.
You have to sign. Oh, okay. All right. Do we have any old business?
Any what?
Any old business?
No. No old business.
No? Is there any new business?
No.
Anybody have anything? Can we take a motion for adjournment? Do we have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. Have a good night.
Do you have a pen? Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Yes,
nice to meet you.